We call this meeting to order at 5:30. How's everybody doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Cool. Now, we have no minutes from last month because my phone, I didn't push the right button at the beginning, so we have no minutes. And we're still working with the recorded minutes because we don't actually have a secretary. So until we find somebody that will step up and take that position, that's what we're going to be working with. So. Okay, so we have a few new members. Oh, no. The code of ethics. Do we have it? I don't think we did it yet. Give me one second. I'll find it. But we have some new members here anyway. Allison Plant. Allison does virtual services, right? Virtual assistant services. So for small business owners, if you need help. Oh, no.
It's just too good to be.
Okay, and we have Dave. Dave from Dave's Small Engine Repair. Dave's a new member. Welcome. And pretty obvious what Dave does. He fixes small engines. So, any other new members tonight? No, we have more new members, but we only have two that showed up tonight. Huh? Like right now? Sure, set it up. All right, so. We'll skip over that part for a minute and come back to it. So what we'll do now is has everybody signed in? Stephanie signed in. Everybody got signed in. Put your business card in the box. Okay. So now we're going to go around the room and take 60 seconds apiece to talk about our businesses. So we all know what everybody does already. So, but you know, maybe you got a unique thing going on, something new, you need a new employee, whatever. So, Jody, you want to start off?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jody Erickson. I am the owner of Your Page Today, LLC. I'm the group web developer, and I head up the web development for ThompsonBusinessAssociation.com. I'm also the VP of marketing for the group as well, and I have a VP report. If anybody wants a copy, there's one there. So I do custom website design, development, optimization of websites, and blog writing. If you're interested in learning more, visit yourpagetoday.com. We're always on the same page.
Sorry, I was trying to make a live version of the talk. My name is Stephanie. I own SP Digital Services. We understand clients are hard to get sometimes. De-stress marketing through paid and organic advertisements. Thanks.
Dave?
Dave Lewis, I'm not a member, but he invited me in, actually Jody did too. I own my own electrical business, I live in town, I've been on my own for 6 years, I do residential, light commercial, I have a solar guy, my license covers solar, but I do not do solar. I just left the BMI group, kind of similar to what this one's trying to accomplish here. It's too structured, too crazy, too many headaches. So,
can I say that a little bit?
It's just my. It is. Yeah. Other than that, if you need some, you just call the place.
Is it me?
Sure.
I just see. McDonough, Dunning Lawn Care, Dunning Transportation Company. Good evening, everybody. We operate in Massachusetts, Connecticut for landscaping, lawn care, all things pretty much outdoor related, four season. Dunning Transportation is a specialty animal transport company. We also do carrying of goods in New England based aspects, so box trucks, trailers, open trailers, stuff like that. We're breaking into our spring season. I personally really like to work with other contractors through referrals and stuff like that. really high-end investment detail landscaping services at an affordable price. Feel free to kind of pick my brain and hopefully get networked and make some stuff happen. Thanks, everybody.
All right. You ready, Dave?
He's on the job.
Dave Bailer, a small engine repair shop. We bought it. Small engine repair. Unmold, we wear the exchange of basically anything except for cars. Anything unmolded, no. Do free pickup and delivery mostly.
Okay, cool.
Got a good Google rating and doing pretty good. We do all the areas around here for us.
You fix his stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He specializes in a lot of technical fixes. And I will say that when I have used one or two or three other larger main brand dealerships in the area and they can't fix repetitive problems, usually Dave can in the first try and has many times for me.
Nice.
So I will say Dave is worth his weight in gold.
Sweet.
Especially for what?
Brian, you're up.
Brian Bain with Jarvin Insurance, Commercial Lines. I live in London, but I grew up in Thompson, Fabian, for those that are familiar. If I say Fabian outside of this area, nobody knows. So I've been through the company.
Perfect. Brian?
Brian Brito, Economic Development, Thompson Together and Thompson Trails, and Dan invited me. Genetic. I've been kind of working with Dan, maybe with a goal someday. Having Dan do some work on my house. Any reason I wanted to be here and invited me was just to appreciate this group as the race director for the Turkey Trot. The TBA has sponsored our race every year, and we do appreciate that. And some of you, in addition, have sponsored individually for your businesses. And if you don't, and I don't call you, feel free to reach out, because we're always willing to take on more sponsors. The proceeds go equally to Thompson Trails and Thompson Recreation.
Nice. Thank you, Brian. Joanne? What kind of qualifications?
Preferably you've worked with youth before. we have a program of 10 minutes mentoring position, primarily for students get back to school.
Cool. Thank you. Kyle.
Hi there, my name is Kyle. I got to live at the Western Valley, we're a nonprofit that works 35 miles in eastern Connecticut and up in central Massachusetts too, boiling it down essentially. Youth is one place where you live, work, and play. A lot of that is through programs. You can monthly programs for adults and kids. You can go to our website, lastingvalley.org. We got a tab that's called What's Going On. You can see what's going on. Otherwise, we try to meet together across this large territory, basically Norwich up towards Oxford. We together regionally all this great local stuff going on with community and economic development, environmental recreation, environmental conservation, outdoor recreation, historical preservation. So we want to work with a lot of groups over a large area. Otherwise, if you think we can help with something, let us know. I will say, coming up this spring, we give reimbursable funds to nonprofits and towns to conduct cleanups. Thompson Together has done cleanups for many, many years, and other towns take advantage of that too. We'll be rolling that out soon. Otherwise, every town hall, library, and more has an explore guide in it. Check it out. I'll put the leftovers in there. And thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle. Allison, you're up.
Hi, everyone. My name is Allison Plant. I live in Thompson Together Businesses, working town here for my home. The idea is I help other business owners kind of run their businesses, help them set up CRM systems so they can manage contracts, invoices, clients, what have you. I also help manage calendars, scheduling, you name it, I can help with it. So I'm kind of like right hand person at Bruce Owners, and I also, my husband and I, just starting now too, to just start a new company too, ATM. So we are opening up a company now and placing ATM so that businesses are looking locally to place one within their business to help offset credit card costs. Let us know.
Thanks, Allison. Sarah.
Sarah James King with Flawless Cleaning and Painting Services. I clean everything and anything, even the things I don't want to clean today. Anyways, yeah, weekly, bi-weekly, maybe I don't know if that's where I'm at today.
Celeste.
Hi, I'm Celeste Nelson from Girardi Insurance Services. I'm your claims guru. You have something cashed up, get your home. You have something small as a
thank you, Celeste. Chris?
Hi, I'm Chris Nelson, assistant, owner of System Solutions of New England. My office is right up here, what used to be the side of what used to be the table. I build, troubleshoot, repair computers, computer networks, tabletop laser printers. I back up pertinent data for many companies as well as some residential. I sell compatible toner cartridges, which are of high, you can see them on, there's ones online, but the ones I sell are partnered with a high-end supplier, so I can save you money with that. Like I said, anything, whether as far as Macs or Windows, give me a call, and Chris Nelson, System Solutions, your trusted business technology partner. Thank you.
Brian.
I'm good. Brian, you see now VTech services, even though I've been on hiatus because I work outside and tell people call me in March. I repair auto interiors, mostly for dealers, but also B-Clef Music, also chair of our town's Economic Development Commission. And a whole lot of other things I don't get paid for. Thank you very much.
All set?
Yep.
Stephanie? Oh, you did it already. Sorry. Judy and Jim.
Yep.
Again, if you need to call somebody, I would appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim. And then my name is Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And we do kitchen and bathroom renovations, additions, and outdoor living spaces. And we have a unique system where we can get you an estimate, a free ballpark estimate right over the telephone. You go on our website, fill out a simple four-part contact form. You get a text message back from the system. It prompts you with instructions on how to use your cell phone to shoot a video and kind of guide us through your project. And then we get the information, take some notes, review the video, take some notes, and then call you right back and pretty much can get you pricing information right away. So that's about the size of that. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming. This is a great turnout. All right. Nice. Got to start somewhere, right? Okay, so we're on to the Vice President's Report. Jody, you're up. Vice President of Promotions.
Okay, so Vice President of Marketing. So first of all, welcome all new members. I added all the new members to the website, as well as all the renewing members. And a note to any new members, have a look at your listing online at tvaconnect.com. Go to the member directory and have a look at your listing. And if you want any updates, changes, corrections, additions, change your logo, web address, anything, email me and let me know. If you need my business card, I have some up here, or just grab this report, my contact info is on there. Let's see, so we added a new page to the website called Dine Local, and that was a great idea from Dan, and this page is to feature local restaurants, and TVA members who own any of these restaurants will have an actual like display ad on this page. So we're kind of like playing bingo on this page right now, getting members and creating display ads for them, so it's coming along really good. We have two local restaurants added to this page right now, and one pending for display ads. Weekend Warriors, I've added the Italian dinner event to the website. Dan will talk more about that later. Members, you can submit an event on the website under the Members Only tab. So if you have an event for your business or you know local charity or any event coming up, let me know. We can display it on the website. So we've done some enhancements to the website, including page speed performance on desktop and mobile, so that's helping a lot with search visibility. And with visibility on search, social media has been bumping thanks to Stephanie of SP Digital. She's done an amazing job. Kudos to her for her work on Facebook. Let's see, don't forget to sign up for Win Rate. Yes, absolutely, yes, take a moment. If anybody wants to sign up for Winnie with you, I highly encourage you to break out your phone and get one of those QR code scanners and scan this fucking and get on Winnie Radio. Highly worth it. Let's see, what else? So, yeah, search visibility has increased. We've had over 350 visits to the website in the past month alone and over 1,240,000 visits to the website in the past 3 months. The most popular pages being in order, the homepage, meeting minutes, the golf tournament event, member directory, and upcoming meetings. So we're looking like, it's looking like TBA 100 is a very realistic goal, so keep up the good work, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Brian.
Okay.
Vice President of Membership.
Yeah.
You're up.
Sure. First, I was working on these. We talked about postcards and what I did. I get the new businesses that register in town, they come to our mailbox, the Economic Development Commission. So I bring those here, and we can contact any new businesses that have registered within the last month. So we have this postcard, and we talked about this before. It's very simple. You're welcome. The meeting, the time, the place, and I added the QR code. So it goes right to our website instead of having something like a two-page welcome letter because nobody will read it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do a postcard, the back is just the pertinent information for the meeting. They can just throw it on the fridge.
Right. So cool. I like that idea.
So if we like that, we can do those. I don't know how much it is to mail a postcard, but I think we can afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's a great idea. And we're also working with on that other idea too, with the welcome packages for the new businesses and stuff. So,
right. Thinking it might be time to talk about a business directory, which we haven't done 2015-16. And it was just, we filled it up. We made it fit on a three-pager, and the local businesses, like, they had an office.
How many businesses were in it then?
I don't remember.
It's going to be. I mean, so there's a lot here.
Yeah.
That's like 30, like looks like almost 40. Of these ones? That's a good question. No. Yes. Yes. No. 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 Yes. No. So we got. I need a copy of this so I can go back and get some more of these back. Yeah, there's a lot of them on here.
Some of them were like little home jewelry franchises and things, and they've gone on to a lot of those people.
That guy's good. He's gone.
But we still have, Chris wasn't in his current location, but we've always had system solutions. And some of them we're still trying to get. See, when we had this business directory and this TBA, it was free. When we started with dues, some people said it's not worth it for me. So we started kind of from the ground up. Two things with Turtleback, Bob Fournier wanted me to let you know there's a restaurant opportunity since Jill and G's closed down. He had to outfit that as a whole regular restaurant. His expense, all of the restaurant equipment. So if you or anybody you know is looking to open some type of food restaurant business, it's turnkey. So pass that on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's got a full kitchen. Whatever she put into it, bought everything when she left, so. Yep.
Yeah, he had set it up, so she didn't leave with that equipment. And I don't know the specifics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing with Turtleline, they have a pathways series where people like us go and talk to the kids. They're interested in what to do after high school, and we're interested in getting them involved in local businesses and try to keep some of them in town and not just move away because the only job is, an extrovert, which we don't have, but I just threw that out. I'm interested, before you talk to the kids for about an hour, it's usually around lunchtime. I've done it, Dan's done it. It's a nice group.
Did you do it? I thought you did.
The teachers will help them ask us questions.
Chris did it.
Yeah, Chris did it.
Yeah, we're like, no more of those TBA guys.
They did stipulate. But if you're interested or you have questions, give me your information before you leave tonight, because I give the information to them, and then if the kids are interested in real estate, which was one of the things that came up, construction, some of the kids want to work with their hands, some are just interested in running a business and what does it take. We've talked to them about working for people, working for yourself. It's pretty open.
I don't know. I liked going out there. It was a good experience.
Yeah, I really.
It was like there was. I think there was about 20 kids in the room that day, and there was definitely a handful of them in the back of the room that were only there so they could get out of their other class. But the rest of them were engaged and asking questions, so it was a good experience.
The last time I was there is because they wanted to talk about 60s muscle cars. I'm serious. That's what we talk about. So it's a nice group. It's fun, and hopefully it keeps them. I mean, if you need part-time help in the summer, you might find a kid. If you want to mentor somebody, you might find a kid. So it benefits everybody. The only other thing is part of what you get here, Business of the Month, goes on the town hall sign, and Chris had like a two-day frozen sign. System solutions for 2 days that didn't rotate at all.
Oh, nice.
I think that's good for now. But let me know about pathways or ask more questions after this.
Cool. Okay, we're on to the treasurer's report, and Sandy's not here this month because she's buried in tax returns up there, so I'm gonna do this for her. All right. Main account, we have $3,445.63. There's one check outstanding to Winnie for $80, and there's one check outstanding to Chase Building Supply for overpayment of renewal. Okay, for $40. There's $172.73 transferring from PayPal, not reflected in the balance. Weekend Warrior account, $1487.52. Major purchases were commercial fridge. We had to buy a lot of stuff to get transferred into the new building and get all set up. So we got a commercial fridge, some more shelving, supplies to customize the carts. Wagon to transport the items. That's a nice wagon, too. I saw that the other day. Weekend, I thought that was Nick's wagon, but apparently we bought that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I saw it, and I was like, that's got to be, this has got to be Nick's. And our Weekend Warrior backup account, we have $17,449.57. Funds were transferred to the Weekend Warrior account for costs. And the Thanksgiving account, we have $423.80. And the golf tournament has its typical $500 drawer sitting there waiting to get started this year. So that's about it. Any questions? Cool. All right. Teague, Joanne, you're up. Oh, it is. It's on there. Okay, good.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was on the website.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Cool. That's it? And they need help. Youth Advocate. Okay, Tira, what's going on in town?
Any day now, maybe not any day,
any month now, we'll start getting some work done up there. The building we're sitting in is going to have a brand new roof put on it. That's another grant that I wrote last year.
Is that, like, there's a start date for that yet, for this?
No. Santos and I just finished the RFP over the weekend, so the state has to review the RFP over the post-it. So as soon as they have given it their blessings, we're just close to it. It's a very straightforward commercial roof project. It's just a strip redeck and roof.
What is an RFP? Okay. I know a request for information, RFI, so I'm like,
yeah, so
RFP.
RFQs. Yeah.
Requests
for proposals, invitations to bid, and requests for qualifications. We could have done it as an ITB or an RFP, kind of 6 months half a dozen of the other. As we generally understand it, the RFPs allow you to not necessarily take the lowest bid if it is a particularly attractive proposal, which is why in this case I would have said, well, let's just go to the ITB because we're going to take the lowest qualified bid. But it does give you a little room to play with if you get an otherwise confident bid that there's something inky about it, or if you've worked with a contractor before.
Gives you a little more freedom. Nice.
And as always, happy to take any questions about what's going on.
My usual question. Verizon.
No, no movement on that front. Nor do I expect any after that last communication, and I know Chris was in on that, that, you know, they are actually working on another tower, but that's not a short-term fix for them. They have no alternative fix for the coverage other than what they suggested, which you all already knew about, and has nothing to do with whether you
I think this driving to actually make it worse in the area because
just let me know. I have AT&T. Okay, it works.
We'll just.
Well, that has been true all along. If you are starting a new business in town and getting new phone service, get AT&T. Because AT&T has no issue with coverage. That is obviously does not help anybody who already has an existing Verizon account. I did sort of mention that in a crappy little email back. I'm like, just so you know, I'm telling people they should switch their service to AT&T.
Yeah, they're like, okay, cool.
Where is their projected tower that they're going to put up? Do you know?
They did tell us. I think it's piggybacking onto a state police tower, and that's why. Right, and that's why it's maybe a little longer process. They've got to negotiate that with state police.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're on to EDC.
EDC, I don't have much to report. We didn't have a December meeting because it gets close to Christmas. Then we canceled the January meeting. So that
do we have two people signed up for winning? I know I am.
I want the track and I can see where HVAC systems. The other things have been going on behind
which
the
scenes.
We've been working on a black.
No, just me.
And we did have a visit from Senator Murphy. To come and visit Keith and the House at 65 Main to see where the state money is going. So we'll resume our next meeting. Will be next Wednesday, and I'll fill you in.
Just to tag on to the fact that we are going into budget season, the highest ticket item EDC is going to be proposing is the $10,000. Line item to undertake a marketing campaign for the redevelopment of Main Street. I can tell you that the Board of Finance has, with one side of their mouth for at least as long as I've been working there, which is now 4 years, said, why don't we do any economic development in this town? And then out of the other side of their mouth saying, well, we're going to take all your money away. So it will be very helpful if you dial into those budget meetings when they come up. In the public comment period to point out that this is exactly the kind of economic development effort that they've been asking us to do for years.
Yeah, and speaking of that, one of the projects we're kind of excited about is the marketing of Main Street. Because it's, you know, not the nicest area. It doesn't look like a Main Street at all. And that kind of fits into this, where Jill and G's is right on the end of that. And hopefully somebody who wants to take that spot, whether it's a restaurant or not, will be in an area that's a little bit cleaned up, a little bit more vital, a little bit more active. So keep that in mind, too, if you know somebody who wants that.
So what are the plans for the old St. Joe's?
That's going to be, I think, single-bedroom apartments.
Yeah, one beds and efficiencies, 40 units.
Yeah, and there's a Superior Bakery is in the process of getting sold, and that'll be office space. And, they own the house next to it, too. Maybe a house, and it may be office space. Did you ever hear any more about the possible laundromat?
Not the one that we initially talked about, but when I was at the Commercial Realtors networking event yesterday morning, the gentleman who sort of is working as a local scale developer is working with somebody to buy the empty liquor store next to Dunkin's with the specific intent of putting a laundromat in there. So,
Did you tell Neil? It's healthy competition right there.
Yeah, I don't think we can sustain two.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean,
one
it's like
nice.
It's like, yeah, you know, if you say, hey, Neil, you said laundromat. Now there's another guy poking around wants to build a laundromat. You know, we'll get one of them for sure. Right.
Walk over to Dunkin' and get a donut.
And there would be better.
And $17 coffee.
And they're open.
And
they're open. Maybe within 10 minutes. It might take a half an hour yet.
Yeah, we can say that.
They're not having Dan's working at the
UK. Yes. Yeah, that was funny. You were there when I was texting you that. I'm like, I'm gonna go work on D&D as a member, and then she's like sending me a picture. She was in the, she was like there while I was texting her.
They live in Thompson.
Yeah.
Right on the hill.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Okay. Cool. I'll look into that.
A lot of opportunities here, kids.
Okay, let's see here. You're good?
I'm good.
Okay. And so then Winnie Radio Report, and Missy's not here, so I'll just say I've signed up for Winnie this month because I want to go and promote the TBA and talk about how many new members we got and all the great stuff that's happening here. But we need one more person to come. So Jody has done this. She's already told you. All you got to do is come up here with your smartphone and scan this. It'll take you right to the spot where you can sign up to go on Winnie Radio with me next week. It's not this month because the first lands on a Wednesday. It's not next Tuesday. It's the following Tuesday. So it's the 21st. It's the third Tuesday of the month. And this is the second Wednesday.
What time is it at? In the morning?
It's in the
morning.
I
will say,
I was
getting out of work at that.
I got so much trouble the entire week.
heard you on the radio. I didn't know you did that. I didn't know you did that. I got 4 or 5 business meetings on
Nice.
Yeah, and I was on one time. And then
yeah, you're going to do it?
My dealers in Auburn. And everybody was laughing because they said, I didn't know you were funny.
Scan away.
They said, I didn't know anybody was listening.
I know, right? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if you go on Winnie Radio, I will take the broadcast and feature it on the homepage of the TBA website. So.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself here. A couple of things I want to talk about that, though. So, Stephanie, we already announced this a little while ago, but Stephanie has graciously taken on the task of doing our social media, because that's her business. So she's graciously taken on the task of helping the TBA with that. So do you have anything that you would like to say? Any help that you need with that or anything? Stephanie's like, I'll kill you.
I'd like to add like a business of the month, like a little post every month. I'd also like to, if you're open to create like either like a one pager or like a post, and I hope create it as long as you give me the information for it, and then upload it to like a file into our business page, and have it as like our one pager for each member.
So if you guys give Stephanie some information about your business, she'll create a Facebook ad, and then we'll have it stored in a file, and then she will have access to those to use at different times to help promote. And the other thing that I wanted to say about the Facebook page is it's cross promotion, and liking and commenting is huge. So like I know I see a lot of posts. We get, you know, the core people here will like and comment, but we'll get like, you know, 50 or 70 people that saw it, but people aren't liking and commenting. So I'm just encouraging everybody to do that. When you see that stuff, take that extra minute to, especially likes are great, but especially comments. When Facebook algorithms see that stuff going back and forth, that's when they're like, this is good content. That's what they want to put out there. So that will help us big time. Will help all of us. And so,
and share.
Right. Share posts, stuff like that.
Right.
Right. And then something that just popped into my mind for you, Dave, is springtime's coming. So like next month, you already missed the boat on Winnie for this month, but. Okay. Right.
You go before it starts. You have to reach out to the parent list.
Yeah.
And you like reach out to the list so it, you know, you can kind of go with it. You're not making it up
necessarily.
We have the list of
2 businesses of the month, yep.
So what are we filling right now, February?
Yeah. March. We filled February. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't see an open spot for March on there. I think I've added
it.
Oh, I have to go in and add it. Okay.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And he really does a good job getting you to say what you have to say, because I was scared to death. I've been on a couple of times.
I have to update the Calendly. It wouldn't let me go out only so far, so I have to add some more dates. But it will be the third Tuesday of the month. Yeah, oh, that's right. It's the same.
Yeah, same.
Same. February and March are exactly the same. If you want, we'll. Okay, cool. Okay. Calendly update. And Allison. Okay. Okay. Now, I have to go backwards here real quick. I was supposed to do this at the beginning of the meeting, but I couldn't find the thing. So now I'm going to ask Allison and Dave to please stand up at the front of the room. I'm going to ask everybody to stand up. But
Hey, stretch.
Oh, good idea.
This is, you weren't here last month, so this is new. So we're now asking, we've adopted the code of ethics, and we're asking new members to come in at least for one meeting and be sworn in. And everybody, we'll ask everybody to raise their hand, and I will be fair and honest, impartial, respectful, and professional, and act in good faith in all my business relationships with my clients, trade partners, suppliers, the public, and other members of this association. I will. I will provide my services or products as advertised or presented, as I have advertised them, presented them for the prices I have quoted. Sorry, I screwed that all up. I will. I will establish goodwill and trust among members and the referrals I receive from this association. I will. I will follow up with the referrals I receive from other members and through this association in general. I will. I will maintain a positive and supportive attitude with this association and its members. I will. I will uphold the ethical standards of my profession. I will. Thank you, guys, and welcome. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we're going to, and it's perfectly on time right now. That's awesome. So, Sarah, would you like to give us a weekend warrior report in Sandy's absence?
Sure. So, yeah, we were plugging things along. Wow. We need me. We're working. So, the seniors program goes out the 15th, week of the 15th every month, or somewhere in that time frame is ideal. We're trying to get 1 pound packages of hamburgers. If anybody has a connection to a butcher or someone they know that can do that, that way this month the seniors will get hamburger as well as, yeah, we're trying to do like a Spanish Mexican kind of thing. We have taquitos and like all sorts of, trying to make a feed, like the basket kind of thing. The Stan Studio is doing Fruit Loops this week. We are planning a pickup next week. You're fired.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes, but you're fired.
No, I'm not. I'm on shift Wednesday. I was on shift Tuesday this week.
Well,
rotates.
You might be fired. Let's draw a whole bunch of stuff from the boxes. Because there's a box at Girardi's, there's a box at Hometown. We desperately need peanut butter and jelly. Like, we go through 150 peanut butter and jelly every single week that we hand out peanut butter and jelly.
Ordered jelly yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. 50 cases of jelly we ordered yesterday. Because it has to be in a plastic jar to give to kids. So, because kids are kids. What else? We're set on macaroni and cheese for a hot minute. If anybody can get a little pasta sauce, that's another thing that is needed pretty every month, obviously. Pasta sauce. What else? Sure.
So, we have a Girardi announcement.
Oh, yes.
So,
no, that's my announcement too. Okay.
So, Girardi generously donated to us $750. Mm-hmm. One of our carriers matches that $2 for every dollar. So that carrier is going to donate $1,500.
Wow.
I've got the information going out.
Oh, so that is going to become $2,250 now?
$2,250.
Woohoo! Thank you, Girardi. That's awesome.
Girardi also has in his 4 years in the JBO and in the Fountain Office boxes for anybody who wants to drop off food. Our employees are doing it. Our customers, we're asking our customers to do it. It's on our Facebook page. It's all up.
Fabulous. Thank you, Celeste, for...
I set up with the United States Dance Academy and those other places, and we've done some good pickups. Absolutely.
Nice.
So that same announcement, I spoke to Karen at Winnie. Karen,
oh, yes. This is good. I like this.
I spoke to Karen at Winnie today. I had to call back the doctor back in classroom 6, but that's not the point. They are donating or somehow got hold of blankets, and they're going to donate 43 of them, because I don't know service every week, but every family either.
Do you know the six new businesses? Do you have them? Can you tell me what they are? I was able to remember five names. I can't remember the sixth one. Does Stephanie? She's not. But she's been a member. She's not a new member. Right.
And then to plug the pasta dinner. I don't know if you want
to do it. Yeah, go ahead. Pasta dinner.
Pasta dinner. February 25th. We'll do a pasta supper at the Legion, 5 to 7. We have flyers. We have tickets. I have tickets on me almost constantly in my truck. Judy has tickets too.
We
don't have tickets to the end, we have got the list.
That's what I was going to say.
You can get what? The number of tickets. They're $15 a piece. You can do it for takeout, not takeout, whatever you want to do. If you don't want to even come, you can throw a donation in there. That donation from Girardi is roughly what it takes 1 month for us to be prepared for a month. It's about
cool.
$2,500, depending on what kind of sales you want. And with the donations from the food share.
And. So, at the spaghetti dinner, there's going to be 50-50 raffles, baskets. I'm donating a basket from DBC. We've gotten a another one of our new members is the Blissful Tea Party. She donated a basket. It's a movie theater night. So, like, she will come to your house with an inflatable movie screen, blow it up, put up the projector, put up all these, like, she puts out pools for you to sit in, blankets, pillows. She brings all the popcorn and the candy you can eat and drink, soda, whatever, and leaves it at your house, and you get to have a movie in your backyard. So that's one of the prizes that's available at the spaghetti dinner that night. So I'm pretty excited about that myself.
So, just a brief, for the Weekend Warrior program, I was talking to Sandy, and we decided to create a certificate. I designed a volunteer certificate, so we present the certificate to for people that donate their time to the Weekend Warrior program, and then for anybody that donates. So I'll pass that around so you guys can have a look at it. It's just something that we designed so we can print out and give it to people that, you know, like Girardi that donate, you know, or people that donate their time to Weekend Warriors. You know, they're kids
all their time. Yeah. Right, so it's a volunteer on one side and the donation one is on the other side.
So, like, for the high school kids, if they have to put in a certain amount of community hours, they can do that with us.
So we would, if anybody wants tickets to the spaghetti dinner, obviously we have them here. They're $15 a piece. But also, if anybody thinks that they could get rid of some of them for us, then we have sheets here. We would give you a sheet to leave with and just write it down. And so.
Anybody has a POS location where we can hang flyers, that would be great.
Right, if we could hang this up somewhere, that would be awesome. Do you need this?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to put it on the website, I'll just email it to you.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, well,
if you're going to, you're talking about putting it on a Facebook page. I'll email it to you for that. But if you want to hang this in your office, I'll give you this. Okay. Well, then here, I'll just give you this for sure. And do you want some tickets? But I mean, you want like a page to sell? We'll talk about that after the meeting. Yeah. One of these? I have at least one more. I thought I had two. I have this, too, if you want it. Okay.
It's working great, but things are still a
problem. We're not going to talk about the trucking that I've been through.
Yeah, we've had a lot of adventures.
Okay, so we're on to the golf tournament. Celeste, you got 5 minutes. Up to 5 minutes. You don't have to use it all if you don't want.
Celeste,
So, February 23rd is our first meeting.
What's that? Sorry.
There's a library at 6 o'clock, because by the time I get out of work, I want to just have things organized and ready. As you see, there's a lot of money being spent. So, if I do a quick math in my own head, we spent about $3,000 this last month on food and things that we need. So, this money's going to go really fast. Our seniors program expanded a lot faster than we thought it was going to be. So we need to make this golf tournament huge. We need each and every member to talk to people that they know to say, we need you. Can you be a tea sponsor? Can you be a corporate sponsor? Do you like to play golf and get a foursome together? We have a lot of work to do. And again, February 23rd, here at the library at 6 o'clock is our first meeting. We invite people to come. Tell us what you can do to help. We have job assignments. We have things. There's a lot to do. September 15th is the golf tournament. Tee-off time is at 1 o'clock at the Thompson Speedway. We keep the golf tournament here in the town of Thompson because not only are we feeding our children and our seniors here in town, but we're also supporting the business, just like we would support any of you in the process. As TBA members. So we ask for your help because you know anybody who can help in any way.
And that event is up on the website tbaconnect.com under events and there's a registration form right there. So share with your
friends. Get your foursomes ready.
Awesome. Thank you, Celeste. I was just going to say, are you sending out invitations for the meeting? I wrote it down, so I'll try to be there. But are you inviting people officially?
So we have a core committee that we've, that we've been working with. So Jim and Judy, Sandy, you, Chris and I, Ken Mosley, Charlene when she returns home, and Missy. So we have that group and Jeff Rent. So we have that group started. If you have any ideas, talk to one of us. If you want to attend a meeting, come on. I can find a job for you to do, don't worry.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm carrying gates of water or a cooler bowl of water on the golf course for me.
So.
And just on the same note, I just want to personally thank everybody that's been involved the last 2 months with Weekend Warrior because it literally takes a village to get the shit done.
Stop. Yes, and I second that, definitely. Everybody has stepped up. All the core members of this group and beyond have stepped up. The neighborhood has reached out. Donations have come in. Volunteers out of the woodwork everywhere. It's really amazing to see everybody come together and make it happen. So thank you, guys. Yeah. That's because we're like so organized and awesome. Oh, right, yeah. I started taking the boxes to the elderly people. I got 18 of them that I do, and it's an awesome experience. Like, I did it the first month just because they needed help. The second month, I was like, oh, no, those are mine. I'm doing those, so. Hey, now. Yeah.
We woke up 3 people to run our last delivery.
How late were you doing them?
And we caught almost every woman in their nightgown and robe. And,
I did mine from like 4 to 6:30. There was no issues then. What time were you out there?
We left at 6 and we didn't get until
8
after
8. Yeah. Came to my house at 8 o'clock. You'd catch me in my nightgown too.
No, I'm still working.
Might have to be on Saturday, just so everybody knows, for the seniors, because our pickup is the 13th, 14th, something like that.
Monday or Tuesday, I think, is what we're looking at. So we'll get another week to do 6, 7, 8, 8 gallons plus, maybe 8 to 10. We double stack.
All right. So we might have to deliver on Saturday, so that might be a better option this month, just if we can get all hands on deck next week to get the senior boxes out. That'd be great. And again, we have to do week 3 too, because this week, not this week, but the following week, is a big push for volunteers. So if you guys have time, let me know. We can figure out when we get over.
Needs pallet wrapping. If anybody comes across any steel pallet wrapping, not as one.
I thought it was
fair.
There. We were supposed
to put it together. All right. All right, cool. Moving on. TBA 100. We are killing it. Like, everybody is killing it. Thank you. We did. So we left here last month. We had 54 members. And I announced the TBA 100, so we need to get 46 members in this year to make that happen. So that's 3.8 members per month. And we got 6 new members this month, the first month. So we're like killing it. So let's not let that, we're doing all kinds of things to continue that. Jodia talked about the restaurant page. We were kicking that idea around for a while. We were talking about, well, maybe if we get a few restaurants, then we'll create the restaurant page. Then we just decided, let's just create the restaurant page. And that was huge, because then I went back to 4 of the restaurants myself and was able to open up my iPad and say, this is what we did for you. You think that's worth $85 a year? So we've got, we still only have, restaurant wise, we got, Max Catering. He actually signed up, but we have verbal commitments from Milltown Grill, Thompson House of Pizza, Drafters, right? So that's great. And we feel like once we get, 4, 5, 6 of these restaurants on, then the other restaurants are going to be like, whoa, my neighbor's doing it. Now I got
to
do it.
So we've talked to Pit Stop.
We've talked to Pit. Yeah.
They're aware of us.
Yeah. And I've talked to, Ari too at LB's. What's that? Bogies? That's a good, we got to get the Speedway on there anyway. We support them a lot, so there's no reason why they're not. I haven't been out. Okay, good. So yeah, and so then I've got. So we have Al. You already, obviously we Allison and Dave are here tonight. Those are new members. We also have Max Cater, and that's Russell, and we have the Blissful Tea Party that I just talked about. That's Heather Cassani. And we have Mike Savage, who is my business coach for a year. Do you know Mike? Oh, cool. Right. Yeah. So he was my business coach for a year, and then he pointed me in the right direction and eventually got me into the coaching program that I'm in now, which is amazing. So anyway, that's him. He's here. So we have 6 new members, and unfortunately I can only tell you 5 of them right now, but at least that one's not here. So
yeah, I only have.
Well, we had to pull one old one member too, so. But anyway, we'll hopefully they'll come out and get sworn in next month anyway, and then. Oh, it's, Fairway Mortgage, Peter McKay.
Right.
Fairway Mortgage and Danielson is our 6th new member, so. And then, and I just wanted to say about Mike, because we're all businesses here, Mike, he's already got it on the website. It's February 10th and the 15th. Both days, it's an online, it's free, it's from 11 a.m. to 12:30, it's an hour and a half. It's a business breakthrough course that he does. So like I said, Mike was my business coach. He's got a lot of great information. It's well worth jumping on there for an hour and a half and checking it out. Did he? Okay, cool. Spaghetti dinner, we've already covered that. We can talk about that again after if anybody wants to get tickets, whatever. And that's about it. Are there any other announcements that anybody would like to make? Judy, go ahead.
We want to compete with our golf tournament that we have, but our family also has a golf tournament coming up on May 20th. Mental health is really
times lately, as you know, the mom that killed her children and everybody.
Oh, God.
Mentor always comes up. We're very involved in killing and trying to get them to put up a program, and they're just stubborn. I don't know what the problem is. But anyway, so we lost our son on March 30th, 2009. He thought some people were chasing him down the highway and just drove off into the woods to escape the people that he thought were chasing him. He had schizoaffective disorder. So we started the self-tournament 14 years ago. This will be our 13th year because of COVID. We didn't have it. And we give money to students that are going into the mental health field or environmental science. He was studying to be an environmental police officer before he passed. And so far, we've given out over $30,000 in local scholarships.
Nice.
And we appreciate it. It's $125 to play. That includes lunch and a banquet at the end of the day. We're looking for, it's $100 to be a whole sponsor. We don't have like a corporate sponsor. It's $100 to be a whole sponsor. And preferably, if you can afford a little small meal for the table.
Awesome.
And anybody who comes to the meal
just to come to the meal?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
If I could just add, there's two things we do uniquely with ours. One is we bond with veterans. So any veterans that are present there, we give it what's called Red, White, and Blue Basket. Usually what's excessive, $150 or better in there. And those people get honored. We ask them to come stand up, of course. And they get a ticket. No cost. It's out of respect for that honor that they've done for us.
Nice.
Secondly, we also have what we call Green Basket. Our son's favorite color was green. And trust me, if anybody's ever seen the Green Basket, there's one item that's really close to my heart, and it's a Titleist green hat. And I did not realize that the green hat was going to take such great significance. But it has. It's actually got a legend to it now. In fact, I had one recipient, the very first time we did it for our second year. It got admitted for whatever. I didn't even realize it was going to turn to this, but it did. And so, of course, we rectified that. So since that time, the theme is, if you come wear green, you get a green ticket. If you don't wear green, a president will also work in a dollar bill.
Nice. Cool. Awesome. All right, well.
What's the date of that? It's May 20th. I can send you the brochure. I have the brochure in the process right now. I should have it at the end of this week.
Great.
All right. Any other announcements? We got 20 minutes left here. Nobody's got anything to say?
We don't have to use it.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Children versus elderly. I mentioned it last month, and I know we entertained a little bit, but we're running a little late, but seeing we have a few minutes here. I'd like to see, like Brian has mentioned, the card, kind of a message of where these bags originate, and we need these then to go out in the bags. We'll be stuffing with all of the grocery items. Okay.
So there's a label on the elderly box.
Yeah, but still, though, they can put this like on their. They can talk to their community. I mean, it's amazing that elderly talk about them. Sometimes they get confused of like, is it a town tax base or we are the CDA? We're doing it in this respect with no cost.
So you're saying we should be taking advantage of letting them know who we are when we pass it out.
We're trying to get new members, and this could also be another facet of being able to get this message out there.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we were putting them in, but we're not going to do boxes for the elderly anymore either. We're going to do bags, so we got to figure something out for that. But
once a month to go with the bags for the elderly, and maybe once a month with the bags. You know, so not every week, obviously. It would be redundant, I think. But
right.
At least once a month, both such bags.
That's yep.
Somebody wants to put that together, then we have a craft on the white paper.
That would be great.
Somebody wanted to put together a flyer that says, hey, we're the TV. And I would talk about putting the crossword, the Tic Tac for the kids. Remember the Tic Tac?
I actually worked on two pages. I worked on two pages for activities for the kids.
Okay. So then I would have literally a case of paper, whatever that looks like.
Maybe where I am with it.
All right. So.
I keep moving it.
Put my card in there, yeah.
Okay, and another benefit of this, if you knew, put your business card in here. You end up being on the website as Business of the Month. And we also take your name down to the town hall, and you get on the town hall sign in front of the building for a month, part of the rotation. So, you know, with the perks, just perks galore here.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. I missed a whole section here. Give me one second. Well, I did, but I'm going to go back over this real quick. So the succession plan, oh my God, there's two whole sessions I missed. Oh, hold on. Sorry. No wonder we had so much extra time. Succession plan. So we've talked about this a few times. We need an executive nominating committee, right? That's the only way that we can continue to grow the TBA and then pass it off to another thing. So modeling this off the Putnam Business Association. My first idea was we were going to appoint a nominating committee, but that doesn't make any sense. So we are the nominating committee. So, that's just how it's going to start, right? It's going to be myself, Sandy, Brian, Jody, and Missy are the nominating committee. And then soon I'm going to come up with the full plan of succession. I think maybe a 2-year plan. And then, we'll come up with a date for that, and, at that first time, we'll nominate a new team and vote and all that good stuff. So obviously it's a very rough plan right now, but we have to start working on that in order to keep this thing moving in the right direction. So.
And on the agenda, you said we could add a treasurer, and I assume you meant secretary.
Secretary, yeah, right.
In case anybody actually read the agenda.
Okay, and then the mixers. So my plan is to start doing 6 every year. So what do we got here? Every other month. Why?
I think it's a lot. We already have people who are doing so much with getting the food and everything prepped and ready.
But we have to promote the businesses. This is a completely different thing. Like, I have to add things to this that will add value for the businesses. That, the Weekend Warrior and the donations, everything, everybody stands up to volunteer. That's awesome. But we have to put on things that will create value for the businesses. That's what I'm talking about. This is it.
Instead of every other month, because would that every other month incorporate what would be our meeting month?
No.
It would be a separate. So we'd have meeting and...
That's what I was about to read because when we were originally talking about as the mixers would be in replace of our meeting, but if we did that 6 times a year, then we'd only have 6 meetings a month. So instead, my proposal is that we do them on the second Tuesday, the third Tuesday. So it coincides with the Winnie Radio thing. So when we go on Winnie Radio that morning, we can announce it. It'll be fresh and we'll get some more people out there. And we're already, did I write that in here? I don't even remember now. My idea was that we're going to just start with the first one in May this for this year. And then after that, every 2 months, and then the plan is next year, we'll do them every 2 months. So I'm going to try to get, you know, we got like the first one is already planned. I mean, it's not planned completely, obviously, but we have the venue. It's going to be Bank Hometown again. So that's the same one we did last year. And then I'm going to try to find others. We got other restaurants that are members now, so we'll talk to Max. And we do, but I don't have it down here. I believe it was we had set it as it was the meeting time, right? Because that's what we did last year.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. That's what we had scheduled for this year. It'll be the second Wednesday of May, whatever day that is. So.
Yeah. Every other month might be ambitious. If we went quarterly, it might be something that we could replace the meeting quarterly without, you know, a lot of disruption.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough idea. It's not like we have to sit here and sign on this right now. It's just, I definitely want, that's, you know, a huge part of what I'm trying to do here is create value for the businesses and grow the business association. So we have to add things like that in. And I think, you know, as part of my effort and our effort going around to the restaurants, now I'm going to add in that part of it. And I've even been thinking about maybe having seen if restaurants are open to hosting meetings. But I can't imagine why they wouldn't be interested in hosting a business after hours sort of thing. So what's that? Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So hey,
Four Corners pit stop would probably
would do it. Yeah.
Cause they, nobody, as nice as it is, they fix it all up. Nobody uses that dining room.
Right. Oh yeah. They have that whole dining room.
Yeah. Everybody sits at the bar.
Yep.
Pit stop. The old Four Corners. It's the old Four Corners.
So, all right. Anyway, now I'm done. Somebody want to? Dave, seeing you're not a member yet, how about you draw the business card? Oh, this guy. You are a member. Allison, look at that. New member, first month. Me neither. No. Okay, and then, all right, well, congratulations, Allison. And I will call this meeting
adjourned
at 6:46. Thank you all for coming.
Allison, it'll be exciting when you drive by the town hall. So I need your card.
Tickets, if anybody wants tickets. And you going up the hill or over the hill?
I can do a mock-up of what, try to fit on something and just show a mock-up next week.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just something to keep it moving. Any business that has a storefront, some of
these. Right.
That's what we did last with Justin. Real Estate had him. Tom Hall had him on the team. Now, are you taking this?
I mean, I could file these.
Well, Jody wants it, so any names that aren't... Okay.
Are you...
Either Milltown or Drafters. Either one. I don't care. We've been to Milltown a few times the last few months, so maybe we should hit up Drafters.
And Drafters is good. It's just that it's more crowded. And,
right.
So,
yeah. Do you want a sheet to have? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, that's all we can ask for, right? That's Jody's. What's that? Huh? Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, so number 91 through 100, and I'm just writing you down on here for that. Did you want more than that?
Start out with this.
Yeah, let's start.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Right. I bought 50. Because I just, well, I gave a bunch to my employees and their families, and some to my family, but I still have some for sale, but I was like, I don't want to be all confused with it. So I gave her the money, and that way, it is what it is. I got most of them sold already, so we're good. I don't know yet. I wrote it down. I'll try. I think we're going to go to Drafters. It's good to meet you. Cool, man. Cool. I'm glad you came. I appreciate you being a member. Nice. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. We're up. Bunch of us are heading up to Drafters for some food if you're interested in hanging out. Gotcha, man. Gotcha. Yeah, cool. What do you mean? Oh, other businesses to get more members. Yeah, we're trying. Absolutely. Bring them with you to a meeting. Yeah, tell them what. Cool. Yeah, that's. Nice. We would love to have somebody like that in here. They do. People like that do great in a business association because that's what businesses need. Right? Like, yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Nice. Nice. That's a steal, dude. Damn. Right. I know. That's awesome. Have a good night, Dave. Thank you.
Saying that they're still looking for
IT guy.
I thought about it. It's not out of the question.
Okay. Good seeing you, bud. You too.
It's just like I said, I'm not sure.
Right.
It's yeah.
Cool. Well, we would. Yeah, we definitely need an IT guy still. So.
Because like I said, myself and the realtor left the same day.
Oh, you left there. Oh, so you're looking for a seat. Why? What happened?
This was again, we weren't getting really, and everything's moving south. In other words, they're in Plainfield. And it used to be up like, where the Gold Eagle was.
Yeah.
You used to have it there, like in the middle. Everything, they're moving it south and further south and further south. And it's like,
come on up to Auburn. We'd love to have you. You have a credit, right? Oh, your membership was over. The other thing I was going to say, I wasn't realizing at that point that you had left that B&I, but because they have the transfer thing, but they have another thing where if you you can have a member of your, like you could have Celeste go to our B&I. And get her membership for half price. You do two businesses, your business in two B&Is, and the second one's half price.
Oh, okay.
But
she can't go to the other one because it's already an insurance person that
went. Right. No, what I mean is, I know you're not in there anymore, but right. If you were still in yours for System Solutions, you could send her to Auburn for System Solutions and pay half price for it. Right. Yeah. I think we're going to Drafters. Yeah. Maybe a little loud. Yeah, we can go to Milltown. It doesn't matter. We've been. Who's all going? Well, Milltown? All right, let's do Milltown. You going to Milltown too? Cool. Yeah, that's what we're doing then. Huh? Okay. I like that idea. We should just coordinate with Jody on that. Cool. Nice. That's awesome. Thank you so much for stepping up and doing that. You know.
About the army of snakes.
Sorry, I just. Are you coming up to Milltown? Okay. Brian, you just putting your jacket on. Well, yeah. Like I said, if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out to me and ask. Whatever. I'm, you know. Oh, cool. What's that? Nice. Have a good night, Jody. We're going to Milltown. You don't want to go out?